The new reports of unrest in Burma came as international concern mounted over the military ruler's decision to halt the peaceful protests this week. Security forces have arrested scores of activists, some of them dragged and beaten in the streets. Witnesses on Friday said security forces, including plainclothes police agents, patrolled the streets of Rangoon looking for new protests. The protests this week bring memories of 1988, when thousands of people demonstrated against the military government, demanding democratic change. The military used guns and tanks to crush the demonstrations, killing about 3,000 people. The latest demonstrations are over the doubling of fuel prices, which has caused transportation costs to skyrocket in the impoverished country. Tazru Tahir is the Southeast Asia Program Officer for Forum Asia, a Bangkok human rights group that follows events in Burma. He says the protests this week, while small in comparison, have some parallels to those of 1988.
The uprising was prominently demanding democracy, and it became a movement of the people demanding basic rights of the people. I think the impact of the fuel price increase will go beyond the 88 movement or pro-democracy movement, because the impact will finally hit the ordinary people. And this is not just an increase in oil prices, but also ordinary consumers' items like rice, sugar, oil, and...
He notes that in decades past, similar economic crises and price increases contributed to uprisings that drove out longtime rulers in the Philippines and Indonesia. Members of the international community, long critical of the government's human rights record, are calling for dialogue to quell the unrest. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says he is following events in Burma with concern. He urged the authorities to exercise maximum restraint in responding to the demonstrations and also called on both sides to avoid provocation. He called for a constructive dialogue toward national reconciliation. Earlier this week, the United States called for the release of dissidents arrested in the demonstrations and urged Burma's leadership to engage in meaningful dialogue with members of democratic movements. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Bangkok.